We're looking at futures this morning that are showing a bit of a dip here ahead of the opening bell. And we are seeing not the lows of the session, actually kind of creeping back towards little changed here at this point, Brian Sozzi. So we'll see how things look when we open up. Let's take a look at some individual movers, though. And this is a situation that you were watching over the weekend. Cisco, which, of course, is a company that's been acquisitive, maybe acquisitive again. There was a report over the weekend that the company had been in talks with Splunk, and that they didn't agree to buy each other. The talks probably aren't even going on anymore, but it's enough to send those Splunk shares 7% higher, Saz.
Yeah, both Cisco and Splunk declined to comment to Yahoo Finance on these deal talks. But to me, Julie, it makes absolute sense. I've been covering Cisco for some time, going back to when our friend John Chambers was running the company. Cisco has acquisitions in their DNA. That's what they do. The modern day Cisco has been built through acquisitions, many of which were undertaken by Chambers. And that philosophy has continued under the CEO he picked to lead or just follow him as a successor. Of course, that's Chuck Robbins now. And I went back to look at some comments from Cisco's Investor Day, Julie, in September of last year. And they really made a case to Wall Street then that they want to be seen as more of a software maker, and they want to fetch more of a software maker type valuation multiple in the market instead of being known for lower margin routers and switchers. And buying Splunk would go a long way to helping them achieve that mission. And also, let's keep in mind too, Splunk is essentially flying rudderless right now. They have no CEO. They have an interim executive running the company. CEO Doug Merritt left a couple months ago because of a really poor set of quarters from him.
I've been looking at some of the analyst commentary this morning, Saz, and most of them say that Cisco would have to pay more than the reported upon price of $20 billion because Silver Lake has an investment in Splunk, and that private equity firm could potentially push that price higher to try and get a higher valuation. That said, analysts also seem to think it's probably a good idea for Cisco to make an acquisition like this. And the folks over at Jefferies, for example, said that the deal could generate a lot of potential synergies. At the same time, it would be a long and complex integration that could leave it open to some competition. Over Piper Sandler, they're saying Splunk is the most strategic company that Cisco could purchase. So even if it's not happening now, that it's doesn't seem to be off the table. And I know you've been talking to folks about where Cisco is going to go from here as well.
Yeah, and let's also keep in mind, too, if this deal does in fact happen, and I suspect we're not going to get a lot of details on it when Cisco reports earnings later this week. They'll remain very focused on their earnings, what they did in their quarter, and their outlook. The Street is, by and large, is looking for a decent quarter from Cisco when they report later this week. But it could have an impact on security players like a Cloudflare or a CrowdStrike because of Splunk's presence in the security market here, too. So it could have ripple effects throughout many different industries.
Yes, it could indeed. There's another stock that we are watching this morning, and that is 3M, the company coming out with some tweaked guidance, if you will. The share's not much change here, but the company's forecast for the full year for earnings per share now $10.15 to $10.65. Sales predicted to rise 1 to 4%, or if you adjust for local currency, an increase of 2 to 5%. And I know this is a company that you've been watching closely. They've also been undergoing some sort of liability issues related to some earplugs that they designed for a U.S. military contract. There's been some lawsuits related to that. So that's sort of been an overhang on the company. So we'll see if we get any kind of commentary on the latest regarding that situation as well, Saz.
Yeah, I would say some mixed earnings guidance. The Street was at about $10.35 a share for earnings, just looking on the Yahoo Finance site, seeing what analysts were looking for. So a little bit of a mixed outlook for 3M, but does give the potential for upside. I imagine that upside would come if there's a little bit of easing in inflationary pressures at the company. Now, we just recently talked with CEO Mike Roman off of their earnings a couple weeks ago. Perhaps he is looking for a little bit of a cool down inflation at some point this year. But again, to your point, Julie, those liabilities with regards to the earplugs and some chemicals that they use in some products here, they have not reserved for those liabilities or put cash away for any potential outcomes regarding lawsuits that are piling up. So it could be the fact that the Street just takes a continued wait and see approach with 3M until some more clarity on those lawsuits come through.
Yes, and so we'll continue to watch that as well. And then finally this morning, we're watching Coinbase also. And this is because the company, I mean, it's sort of a funny story, but it's sort of a serious story as well. Coinbase had one of the probably most memorable ads of the Super Bowl, perhaps by being not very memorable, I don't know, or being sort of
Oh, wait, I'm
basic, if
chasing.
you
I'm
will.
holding my phone. Oh,
Here
hold
it
my
is.
phone
This
up.
is the bouncing QR code that was on the screen during that 30-second spot. And if you went and scanned that barcode, what came up was a link to Coinbase's site and an offer. If you were a new user, that if you signed up, you would get $15 worth of Bitcoin. Now, apparently, this, if it didn't quite crash the site, it certainly created issues for the site. And the chief product officer tweeted that it created more traffic than they'd ever encountered, and they had to throttle traffic for a few minutes before bringing it back to normal. Now, those Coinbase shares had been trading lower earlier. You could see when we showed them just a moment ago, now they're just down by a little bit. But it's interesting here that it shows perhaps both the interest in and limitations of some of these crypto trading platforms.
Julie, I just held my phone up to that QR code. It actually took me to a sign-up page for Yahoo Finance Plus. No, I'm just absolutely kidding. But no, clever technology. If you're going to spend that amount of money on a Super Bowl ad, why not make it cool and fun? I think Coinbase did, in fact, nail what they were trying to achieve. But still, you would think a technology company would get technology right.
You would, but maybe they just underestimated the amount of interest. I
Yeah,
mean,
of
to me,
course.
this speaks to the bigger issue of, and I know we're going to talk more about this coming up later in the show, but sort of where we are in the crypto cycle, if you will. A lot of people calling this the crypto Super Bowl because there were so many, not just ads that were for crypto trading platforms, but also a lot of mentions of crypto in ads for other stuff, which was kind of interesting as well. So it raises the question of where we are in that cycle. But this morning, the big question we have to ask is what is going to happen in the Russia-Ukraine situation? What is going to happen with how aggressive the Fed is going to be to combat inflation? And what does all that mean for stocks? This morning, it means a little bit of a dip as we head towards the opening bell. Energy Vault reading the opening bell as that company debuts on this Monday morning. And as we watch that little bit of a pullback in stocks, it does, as we talked about at the top of the show, it seems like that the Russian invasion of Ukraine, if it indeed is going to happen, is not imminent in the next, say, 24 hours after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov seems to have put forth a proposal for Vladimir Putin to keep talking with Western diplomats and representatives to try to stave off a conflict, and Putin agreed to do so. All of that said, stocks are trading a little bit open, lower here to kick things off.